This library, like all the rooms on the first floor, was designed in a specific historical style as a reflection of the belief among Gilded Age Americans that they were the inheritors of a great Western tradition, a tradition that could be traced back to the ancient civilizations of Egypt, Greece, and Rome. The style here is the rich opulence of the Italian Renaissance, a period marked by the rebirth of interest in art and science. The dark wood and deep red fabrics give it a distinctly masculine look, as was typical for libraries of the time. And it was in this room that Flagler received male guests and met with business associates. Even though the Flagler spent only 6 or 7 weeks each year at Whitehall, it would have been unthinkable to build such a house without a library. Literature was highly prized during the Gilded Age, and while scientific know-how fueled progress in business and industry, knowledge of Western history and literature was thought to be essential by those who saw themselves as society's leaders. The objects on display in this room underscore the cultural aspirations of the Gilded Age. Among the marble and bronze sculptures of ancient leaders and heroes is a bust of George Washington, the national hero most revered by Gilded Age Americans. The importance of patriotism to Americans at this time cannot be overstated. For all its stylistic references to earlier eras, in true Gilded Age fashion, Whitehall incorporated the most advanced technology of the day. Its structural skeleton of steel girders and ceilings of cast plaster were seen as perfect combinations of high technology and beauty, and made possible the construction of the building in just 18 months. Americans were growing phenomenally wealthy from the development of new technologies and were, as a consequence, big believers in the power of technology to improve the lives of all Americans. New technologies were incorporated into their everyday lives. Among the many forms of new technology showcased at Whitehall were electric lighting, a telephone system, and a central heating system with individual thermostatic control for each room. Truly amazing when one considers the fact that when Whitehall was built, the Everglades literally began at its back door.